CQ, calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read by G4NJH as usual. You can find the script on the RSGB website. Good morning, it's Sunday the 1st of December 2013. This is GB2RS News. Here are the main news headlines. Book your place at the final centenary event, International Day of Persons with Disabilities on Tuesday. Could you write software for IOTA? There's still time to book your free place at the final national RSGB centenary event on the RSGB website. A meeting will be held at Imperial College London, the Huxley Building, between 6:30 p.m. and 9 p.m. on the 5th of December. The meeting is open to all and attendance is free, including refreshments. The meeting will comprise two lectures on amateur radio technology. If you're unable to attend the meeting, the proceedings are being streamed live on the internet thanks to BATC. No registration is required to watch the video. Go to www.batc.tv/streams/RSGBIET. Our thanks to BATC for making this possible. On the 3rd of December, the world will be observing the International Day of Persons with Disabilities, and this year's theme is Break Barriers, Open Doors for an Inclusive Society for All. IARU Region 1 suggests that the 3rd of December is used to promote amateur radio amongst disabled persons by demonstrating how anyone with disabilities can become an amateur. Several special event stations are likely to be on the air around Region 1 of the IARU. IOTA urgently needs developers to work on coding for the IOTA website. Volunteers should be reasonably familiar with MySQL, PHP and JavaScript. The code is version controlled by GitHub, how to pronounce that, GitHub, so familiarity with this would also be useful. IOTA operates a tiny budget, so the role is primarily for volunteers. Please contact iota.online at rsgb.org.uk if you think you could help. Ham emergency radio operations stations activated by the Philippine Amateur Radio Associations remain in demand after Typhoon Haiyan devastated the central Philippines on the 8th of November. Mobile radio services are available in some places, but they're patchy and unreliable. Relief trucks are transporting aid supplies and personnel from multinational and local groups. The station staffed by DV6ILA, DV6WAV in Roxas City got a surprise visit this week from the Bureau Chief of the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, Fernando Arroyo, EA4BB. After visiting the Hero station nearly every day, he appointed DV6WAV to head his convoy team to meet international aid volunteers at the airport. More than 29 foreign agencies so far arrived to carry out relief and recovery aid. The first SOTA Mighty Might weekend will be held 7th and 8th of December. The aim is simply to get on the air to make SOTA contacts using Rock Mites or Rock Mite clones, that's MITE. Chasers and activators are equally welcome. SOTA beams will provide a trophy for the person who publishes the most interesting account of their activities over the weekend on SOTA Watch at www.sotawatch.org.uk. The special event call sign celebrating the RSGB centenary changes from GM100 RSGB to GI100 RSGB this week. It'll be operated today and tomorrow by the First Air Amateur Radio Group, who will operate GM100 RSGB on the 10 to 80 metre bands using SSBCW and RTTY. On Tuesday, it becomes GI100 RSGB when Orchard County DX Group take over for 2 days from Lahore, operating on the 10 to 20 metre bands as well as 2 metres using SSB and FM. On Thursday, Ballymena ARC will operate on the 10, 15, 20, 40 and 80 metre bands, SSB, and on Friday to Sunday, Mid-Ulster ARC take over the call sign from Portadown with operation on 10, 15, 20 and 40 metre bands, as well as 2 metres. They'll be using SSB, FM and PSK. Details of how to get your QSL card on the RSGB website under the operating drop-down menu, clicking Centenary Station. AMSAT UK's Graham Sherville, G3VZV, reports that FunCube 1 has completed its first week in space and all systems are operating normally. A beacon transmits on 144.935 megs in daylight passes, while the transponder is available during passes in local darkness. More information, www.funcube.org.uk. Further to our report last week, our short video from the FunCube 1 launch day is now online. Search YouTube for AMSAT FunCube-1RSGB or see the GB2RS YouTube channel. Details of rallies and events this week. The Bishop Auckland Radio Amateurs Club rally takes place today in the Spennymoor Leisure Centre, County Durham, DL16-6DB. Talk-in S22, doors open 10:30 with admission £2. There'll be trade stands bring and buy as well as refreshments. More from Mark, G0GFG 01388 747 497. Next Sunday, the South Lancs Winter Rally takes place at the Bickershaw Labour Club, Bickershaw Lane, Bickershaw, Wigan, WN25TE, doors open 10 a.m, admission £2. Trade stands bring and buy and special interest groups in attendance. Details from Jason, 01942 735 828. If you have any rally or event information you'd like to appear in future editions of The News or Radcom, please email gb2rs at rsgb.org.uk. Now for news of special events, GB4FCV will be on the air, 20, 30, 40 and 80 metre bands using CW only, until the 13th of December to commemorate Sir Francis Chichester's circumnavigation of the globe in 1967. DX News now, look for R9000/0, RA1ZZ/0, RA3AV/0 and UA9KW/0 to be active from a village in the rarest Russian district YA38 until the 3rd of December. They'll be on 10 to 80 metre bands using CW and SSB. All the QSLs will be confirmed automatically via the Bureau. José PU5IKE will be active as ZW5AAA from Remedios Islands, SA 027 on 7th and 8th of December. Activity 10 metres SSB, QSL PU5IKE, Logbook of the World, direct with a stamped addressed envelope, EQSL, or via the Bureau, QSLs from SWLs are welcome. Fabio PP5BZ will be active as ZW5W from Santana de Fora Island, SA088, 6th to the 9th of December. He'll operate CW and SSB, 10 to 80 metre bands, QSL, PP5BZ. MATS SM6LRR will be active as XV2LRR from Vietnam from until, that's something missing there, anyway, until the 14th of December. He'll operate holiday-style 10 to 40 metre bands, CW, SSB, log search on club log and QSL via Logbook of the World only. Georg DK7LX will be active as FJ stroke call sign from Saint-Barthélemy, NA146, until the 6th of December. He's operating mainly CW and RTTY on 10 to 40 metre bands, QSL home call. Tim, NL8F, will be active as T32TM from East Kiribati, OC024, until the 4th of December. He'll then be joined by other members of the Russian Robinson Club, and the club call sign T32RC will be used until the 11th of December. Activity all bands 10 to 160 metres SSB, CW and RTTY, QSL manager N7RO. West Kiribati will also be available until the 4th of December. Here the operators JF1CCH, JA1FUF will sign T30TS and T30KN. They'll run 100 watts to a dipole, all bands 10 to 40 metres, QSL home calls. Rob DL7VOA will operate as 6V7D in Senegal until the 7th of December. He plans to be QRV from the beach during the evening and night hours, QSL home call. Contest news, all currently issued special contest call signs, both individual and club, expire on the 31st of December 2013. All holders need to reapply if they wish to continue using their currently assigned call signs after the expiry date. Qualification standard to obtain an SCC will be the same as it is now. A new application form has been published on the Ofcom site. Find it, type in ofw268.pdf into a search engine. All new special calls contest call signs expire on the 31st of December 2016. To promote activity on 6 metres during winter, the UK 6 metre group has just introduced a new event to complement their summer ease contest. Called the Winter Marathon, it'll be held over a 2-month period, starting the 1st of December and ending the 31st of January 2014. It's a 100% Locator Square chase with no points for individual QSOs, but as well as normal QSOs, you can claim the squares worked in other 6-metre contests over the period. Using all modes on the band, the exchange is signal, report and locator. Tuesday, 144 Megs UK Activity Contest takes place from 20:00 to 22:30 UTC. Using all modes on the 2-metre band, the exchange is signal, report, serial number and locator. The ARRL 160-metre contest runs for 42 hours, starting at 10 p.m. on Friday the 6th. CW only, which you work USA, US Territories and Canada only. Wording of the rules suggests that good frequencies to work are 1830 to 1835 kHz, but you're not limited to this 5K window. Finishing at 1600 UTC on the 8th, the exchange's signal report and Ws and Vs also send ARRL stroke RAC section. Next Sunday, the 144 Megs AFS takes place from 10:00 to 1600 UTC. Using all modes, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. On to the solar factual data for the period from Friday the 22nd to Thursday the 28th of November, compiled by Neil Clark, G0CAS. Solar activity was very low every day except for the 23rd, when activity increased to moderate levels as 2 M-class solar flares took place. Numerous C-class solar flares took place at first, but this dropped to just a couple a day later in the period. Solar flux levels declined to 143 units on the 22nd to 116 by the 26th, but then recovered to 133 units by the 28th. The average was 129. The 90-day solar flux average on the 28th was 128 units, which is 2 units up on last week. X-ray flux levels declined slightly from B5.3 units on the 22nd to B4.5 on the 26th. The average was B4.9 units. Geomagnetic activity was quiet every day. In fact, an AP index in the last 4 days was only 1 unit. The average was AP2 units. Solar wind data from the ACE spacecraft saw solar wind speeds decline from 380 to a very slow 260 km per second by the 26th. Particle densities were low and remained below 10 particles per cubic centimetre throughout. BZ showed only minor variations every day. Lastly, the solar forecast. This week, the more active side of the sun will rotate into view, and several large complex sunspot regions are expected to be seen. Solar activity is expected to increase and be around the 160s later in the week. Geomagnetic activity is expected to be quiet at first, but after midweek, due to a recurring coronal hole, activity is expected to increase. MUFs during daylight hours at equal latitude should be about 30 megs or a bit higher. Darkness hour lows should be about 8 megs. Paths this week to India should have a maximum usable frequency of about 32 megs, but that's only a 50% success rate. The best working frequency, meaning 90% success, will be more like 26 megahertz. The best time to try this path will be between 0900 and 1200 UTC. And that's all this week from the propagation team. On we go now to the final sector, which is the local news for the UK Midlands. We start with clubs that have several events this week. Withall Radio Club is holding its club net on 145.225 megs from 8 p.m. today and next Sunday. Monday sees the advanced mock exam. On Tuesday there's a Morse class from 7:45 p.m. The 144 megs UK AC and buy a free and easy night from 8:30 p.m. The advanced exam is Friday at 8 p.m. and Saturday sees the RSGB 144 megs affiliated societies contest from 10 a.m. Details from Chris G0EYO 07104128 19. Coventry Amateur Radio Club has its club net on Monday on 145.375 megs as part one of a talk by G4GE on the Orkney saga on Friday. Contact John G8 SEQ 07958 777 363. Dudley and District Amateur Radio Society on the air is on the air and having a natter night on Tuesday. The advanced course continues on Wednesday with the exam on Friday. Details from Carl Roberts, M0ZCR, email m0zcr@live.co.uk. Rugby ATS is taking part in the 144 Megs UK Activity Contest on Tuesday, and Radio Operations and Projects. On Saturday there's a PIC, Arduino PC, and C Programming Session. Contact Steve G8LYB, 01788 578 940. South Birmingham Radio Society has its regular coffee morning from 11 a.m. on Tuesday, training classes with Dave Murphy Thursday. Contact Mick Cleary, G7RRP, 07595 696 359. Back to the traditional order of listing. Monday, Aldridge and Barbican Amateur Radio Club is holding its Christmas buffet. Contact Albert, G0KFS, 01922 614 169. Monday, Gloucester Amateur Radio and Electronic Society has a talk by Brian, G4CIB, called "And I Got Paid for Doing This." Details from Anne, 2E1GKY, 01242 699 595 in the daytime. On Monday, Sutton Coalfield Amateur Radio Society has an open net on 145.250 megs, or the next clear frequency. More info from Robert Bird, spirit.guide@hotmail.co.uk. Monday, Welland Valley Amateur Radio Society is having a talk on satellite working by Andy. More from Peter D. Rivers, G4XEX, 01858 432 105. Tuesday, Derby and District Amateur Radio Society is holding a junk sale. Contact Richard Buckby, radio@dadars.org.uk. Tuesday, Loughborough District Amateur Radio Club has an open forum. Contact Chris, G1ETZ, 01509 504 319. Wednesday, Midland Amateur Radio Society is holding an open meeting with training classes and the shack and the shack on the air. I don't think that's what it really means. Training classes and in the shack, presumably. Details from Norman, G8BHE, 07808 078 003. Wednesday, Tilford and District Amateur Radio Society is holding a committee meeting and putting GX3ZME on the air. Contact Mike, G3JKX, 01952 299 677. Thursday, Central Radio Amateur Circle is on the air from 8 p.m. Details from Martin Hallard, G1TYV, 07906 905 071. Friday, Bromsgrove and District Amateur Radio Club is having a VHF night. Contact Chris, M0, you have mail, M0BQE, 01905 776 869. And Friday, Hucknall Rolls-Royce Amateur Radio Club is holding an advanced exam, which means the club will not be open to other members until 9:30 p.m. Contact Dave Wilde, G1YAI, by email, treasurer@hrrarc.com. And that's it for another week.